You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, I'm loving it. Well, hello everybody. Happy Wednesday.
Yeah, that's how we feel, kid. Yeah. That's how we feel. Be safe today. Hazardous conditions. Drive slow. It's it doesn't matter if you get there an hour late. Just get there.
Or if you don't get there today because you can't get there, so what?
Yeah. What Bob said.
I just don't want people to go out there and endanger themselves, right? You got to make sure you're careful, you're safe, and if you don't have the proper car or whatnot, man, just be careful out there. Or if you have to walk, walk, whatever the case may be, but be safe.
Neil and Lone Jack is taking it slow.
Let's go, Neil.
Somebody says from the 816, imagine going to the parade today in this weather. Well, they wouldn't have had it.
They probably would have canceled the parade today, yes.
Probably would have been Thursday.
It was scheduled for Thursday anyway, just so people know. I mean, I know people are scoring at home when the parade would have been. It was scheduled for Thursday because this weather was coming in, so they moved it back, you know, a day to Thursday. The Philly parade is going to be on Friday. That's going to be a disaster. A Friday afternoon,
them.
Right?
Yeah, it's going to be
on Valentine's
a mess.
Day?
On Valentine's Day. They had that Valentine's Day massacre, you know, that people have talked about over the years. Like, what's going to happen in Philadelphia on a Friday where everybody's hammered out of their minds climbing light poles?
And then it's Galentine's Day on Saturday.
I thought Galentine's Day was before Valentine's
Day.
It's
National Galentine's Day is, I think, February 15th.
You know who will know that? Binkley will know.
Check if I pulled it.
Binkley will know the exact answer to that because every day he tells me what the national days are, and we'll talk to him coming up in about 20 minutes. And so I bet you he knows exactly when Galentine's Day is.
So it'll be. So we want to wait for Binkley?
No, I want to know now.
Okay, it'll be. It's the day before, so it's tomorrow. Yep.
The 13th. Ooh, on a Thursday. That's interesting. So Galentine's Day is the day before Valentine's Day, so they get to double dip if they have a relationship. Or is it just for single women?
I think it's just for single women. I don't think you double dip.
So if Molly's single, but Sarah's not, Sarah can't participate in Galentine's.
Sorry, you're out.
Yeah, sorry, Sarah.
So that's kind of like, so that has to dissipate. Is that the word?
Dissipate is the word.
That has to dissipate as you get older, you would think.
Well, I would imagine, but maybe, you know, you get
like
to
imagine
a point.
The same two that ride it out to the like Thelma and Louise type. Like,
yeah. How cool 60. Would that be, right?
We've made it this far, Cheryl.
Yep.
F those guys.
Keep
and
it going.
Those friends.
Did The Office create Galentine's Day?
It was Parks and Recreation.
It was Park and Rec. Yeah. That's what it was. Parks and Rec. Parks My and bad. Rec, yeah. I knew it was a TV show.
Yeah.
But yesterday, shockingly enough, was National Breakup Day.
Wow! What? Oh, because they do it like they do it before the holiday,
right before Valentine's Day, right?
Like a week.
Like I've always told people this. You know, I was telling my daughter this because she dated this kid for a month and he broke up with
her.
That's
a long time at that age.
Yes and no. It just like it depends.
Oh,
I think
that's a long time.
She's been in a longer one, but a month. They dated for a month and he broke up with her, and I'm like, okay, fine, whatever. But I told her, I said, once you get to about Thanksgiving time, really, don't date anybody until like February 15th, from like Thanksgiving-ish, if you haven't been in a relationship, right? If you're not long, it's fine. But if you're getting ready and you're maybe wanting to find a relationship, wait till after Valentine's Day. Ask that person out like the 15th, 16th, 17th. Yeah. That way you get through Christmas, you get through the new year, you get through Valentine's Day.
Oh, you're trying to be a cheapskate.
No, I'm trying to be like, if you don't like the person, like if you start dating that person right around Thanksgiving and you really don't really like them, then you're breaking up with them in the holidays and all this kind of stuff backs up. So just do yourself a favor and just wait till after Valentine's Day. That way you don't have to break up with somebody in the middle of the holiday season,
you
right?
You said he broke up with her?
Yeah.
How did he do it?
Well, there was originally about a week ago, there was a text message that was sent that I'm breaking up with you. And so she started crying. And then he claimed his friends took his phone and they did it. Come to find out, they did not do that. Come on, right?
Yeah, own up.
Of course not. It didn't happen, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I will. I mean, but she's like, she goes, I think we're going to date in high school. I'm like, really? Why?
Do you imagine Bob like shows up like in a locker room after a Super Bowl loss, after a relationship loss? So tell me what happened.
Yeah.
Where'd you really start to see it go wrong? Was it like the first quarter?
Yeah, exactly.
Tell me what happened.
That actually would be a fun
Mike Caliendo
right?
told me after they got blown out of the Super Bowl. So tell me, bud. When did it go wrong?
Yeah.
Why wasn't she good enough for you?
That's right. Yeah, huh? I like it. Yeah.
Why are you putting that camera in front of my face? Get used to it.
Hey, I'm getting why are you sales. Wearing a red suit and putting on a tripod in the locker room? Like, what are you doing there? Dancing.
he's still on it. All right. So no secret, cat's out of the bag. Ned Yost coming back to the Royals as a advisor to the GM.
Yeah.
We all know what this means. Ned's thinking about a return to baseball. And if he's going to, it's a GM role. So why not just go pair up with a guy that you're familiar with that knows what he's doing?
I think Ned's bored and is looking for something to do. And it's the 10th anniversary of the 2015 season. He's like, I feel like getting back. Because like, those special advisor roles, man, those are cake. Those, like, I've dreamed of being a special advisor to a general manager. You put your feet up, you answer the phone, you give him a few tips, and you go back to your thing, right?
Maybe I'm wrong here. Didn't Matheny do that with Dayton before he became the head coach?
He did. He was kind of a special advisor or something like that because they knew they were going to transition from Ned to Matheny, so they brought him in like a year early and whatnot. Right. I don't think Ned wants anything to do with a full-time job in baseball anymore. I think Ned is just like, hey, I kind of feel the itch. It is the 10th anniversary, which shockingly, my God,
yeah, but I mean,
10 years,
right? You could just fly in from Georgia to go to that you did last year.
But you could also get a nice little check to be an advisor and feel like kind of you're involved. I mean, you look at some of these special advisors around. Yeah. It's a lot of retired managers, a lot of retired baseball players. Like, right. George Brett's technically like a special advisor. You know, the kind of the big guys in your organization.
Well, he has a title in the organization.
I think it's special advisor to the general manager or something like that. You can look at Royals.com, I would imagine, like what his title is. But I don't think Ned is ever going to get back in full-time to Major League Baseball. Ned's got to be in his 70s now, right?
I mean, you know more than we would.
I mean, he's got to be in his 70s at this point in time. And I know he's been loving life on the farm and doing all that stuff. But sometimes,
he's 69.
You know, yeah, nice. Way to go, Ned. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. So he ain't getting back in full time. I think he just kind of wants to be part of the organization. Look, who wouldn't want to be part of what's going on right now in this Royals organization, right? They had a great season last year. They've got one of the best players in baseball. I found myself on MLB Network last night watching the top 100 in baseball. They did 41-20. I went to bed at like 30, because that's what Ellie De La Cruz popped up on the list. And you're telling me there's 30 baseball players better than Ellie De La Cruz in Major League Baseball at this? I couldn't name 30 players in baseball, let alone 30 better than Ellie De La Cruz at this point in time. I didn't see where Bobby was. I'm guessing he's got to be in the top 10
Please.
Of baseball. I mean, Mike Trout was in the top 40, for God's sake. And he hasn't played a full season since Ned was the manager of the Royals. So I think Bobby would be in the top 10. So it's a good time to be around the Royals organization. Like, the vibe is really good right now in Kansas City, in Arizona. Like, it's a really good time to be part of it. And I think if you were part of the glory days, you're looking back like, man, anything I can do up there to help you guys out. And if you're JJ, you're like, yeah, let's bring back the guy who won a world championship and I'll pick his brain and give him a couple of bucks and we can have some fun.
Yeah, I don't know. I just think that, like, maybe there's more to it than just, like, I'm poor and I want to collect a check. I mean, I just think that, like, I think this happens to a lot of, like, guys like Ned. Like, I've known friends of mine whose dads retire, and for, like, a month, they're living their best life. And then it's like, eh, I just miss what I used to do.
They do. They
and
do,
you're
yeah.
like, well, then you got to go do something. Like, well, what do you think? I can't get back into construction because I don't want to do that. I'm like, well, then go just be, like, a freelance worker. And they basically do construction work, but it's like, hey, my buddy's like trying to build a back deck. Do you think you can come over here? And then they go over there, they help him build their back
deck.
That's
kind of what it is.
And they get paid under the table to do that. Then it's like, hey, my buddy's over here. But then it turns into like, now you're basically working full time again. You're just doing little odd jobs. So like,
but you can control your schedule and say, I don't want to do that. You know, like, I'm not interested in being a spring training.
Has any sort of like maybe like a step above management role
organization. No, and right now in baseball, they're not hiring old men to be general managers That's anymore. Fair. You know, they're hiring all the dorks from Harvard that, you know, have sat in their mom's basement with an abacus telling you who to trade and who not to trade for all the, that, like, that's where the game is headed. Ned, in my opinion, and I don't think I'm speaking out of turn at this at all.
Yeah.
He's too old school for the way that baseball is right now, but you want that old school vibe. I still think you need some of those old school vibes, you know, guys that are going to be down at spring training. I mean, Dayton had guys like that for many years, you know, as his senior advisors, and like Bill Fisher, a guy like that was in charge of the pitching and kind of a senior advisor. And, you know, Art Stewart was around forever and kind of a special advisor and guys like that. So that's what Ned's role is going to be. Come in when you want, work when you want, hang out when you want, still feel like you're part of the team, offer some advice. I think at the beginning, Ned's going to be very involved at spring training. And I think it's going to be fun to see Ned walking around spring training again, kind of doing his thing down there. But once the season gets started, you know, kind of like Dayton is right now with Texas, you know, You call them when you need something. You go down there for a little bit. I don't know if Ned will be as involved as Dayton has been, you know, with the Rangers and doing all that kind of stuff. But having people part of your organization that are winners, it's a great thing. It's an unbelievable thing. And I'm excited to see, you know, Ned back and part of this thing. So we'll see if he can, you know, give his advice to the young players, if the young players listen to a guy 69, 70 years old anymore. So we'll see what happens.
We see the similar structure work in football too, right? You know, get those younger minds, maybe be the head coach or whatever, but get an offensive coordinator, maybe get an assistant coach, get an advisor that's been there, that's done that, that's 67 years old. We've seen that work a lot.
It worked in Philadelphia on Sunday.
Yes,
I mean, he had Vic really Fangio in there, who's, you know, 95, and, you know, he did a great job of coordinating the defense. And it'll be interesting now to see who they hire as their OC with Kellen Moore going down to New Orleans, hot wife. by the way, you know, why leave? Just stay. Everybody knew you were getting the job, right?
Yeah, of course.
But I think you do need, like, those veteran guys around you and, you know, and have kind of a veteran presence. If you are first in line as a head coach or a manager or something like that, you'd like to have that. And JJ in his first GM job, obviously lean on smart people. And Ned's a smart person in baseball and knows what's going on. So you want to surround yourself with great people. That's what leaders do, right? They surround themselves with great people. They listen, they take input, and then they make that decision. But if you don't have great people around you, it doesn't work that way. So I like it.
And this is a good point from the text line for the 816. It's like, I don't think that Ned asked the Royals. Like, the Royals asked Ned because they wanted a champion. They wanted him to be around this championship sort of caliber team.
That's a great point by the text line. And I don't know if that happened, but the point of having a winner around these guys to tell them what it was like to win in Kansas City, because, you know, Salvi right now is the old man in the room, like me. You know, you can only hear from that guy for so long. You bring somebody in that was the manager on top of all this. I think guys can look at Ned and Ned can say, hey, this is what we did. This is how we turned it. And a lot of what Ned did with the Royals in 14 and 15 wasn't the baseball stuff. It was the managing of the people stuff too. Mm-hmm. And, you know, kind of getting them through a lot of tough times that we saw here in Kansas City. People's moms were dying and, you know, fathers were passing away at us. And Volquez, his father died. He pitches game 4 of the World Series. It was still one of the most unbelievable things ever. Chris Young's mother died. Mm-hmm. Moose's mom died. Like, just dealing with all that, the day-to-day minutia. Ned's been there. And you know what? For Q, going through stuff like this and being a playoff manager now, wouldn't you love to have Ned right there where you could just call him or talk to him and say, hey, what would you do in this situation? I got two guys that are fighting in the clubhouse. How can I handle this? Or whatever it is. It's just another great baseball brain to have available to you.
Yeah, just weird to have Ned and Q have like a conversation. They're just completely, in my opinion, they're completely opposite personalities, but maybe that's what works. I don't know. Maybe Ned
opposites
just
attract, right?
I mean, that's what they say.
When you say opposite personalities, what do you mean by that? Like, give me a little more.
I mean, like, Ned's more of like, he's more of like an ass, like, to your face, and like will be like blatantly obvious, where like Q can be like a more like educated ass. Like, I don't know if that makes sense, where like Q's going to be like, no, we don't really like think about it too much or anything like that. But that's last year. This, like, for instance, last year, everybody would ask Cotrero, hey, like, last year, this time of the year, you were 12 and 61, and now you're, you know, 35 and 18. Like, and he's like, yeah, we don't really care about last year. Like, last year's in the past. We're moving forward. Whereas Ned'd be like, yeah, we're not really focused on that anymore, okay?
Yeah.
And you're like, tone,
yeah.
You're like, all yeah, right, yeah. Sorry, I started asking questions. Like, well, we get these questions all the time.
Yeah.
Okay? Next. Whereas, like, I don't know, he's just, like, short-fused, whereas, like, Matt Cotrero is kind of just like, yeah, well, like, that's kind of like your opinion, man. Like, that's kind of where that's at, where Ned's like, you're an idiot. Shut up.
Ned was like, okay. Ned was always short fused, and he would always be like, he'd say like, you know, Ned, do you believe that, you know, Moose is one of the best hitters in baseball? No, I don't believe that, but I think he can be. Like
Cotrero would never be like, what do you want me to do? Go pick him off of a tree, the third baseman tree?
Yeah, right.
Like Cotrero wouldn't say that.
He wouldn't say that, no.
And like you wouldn't tell Ned that.
What do you want me to do? Spank him?
Yeah. Right. I mean, there was a manager one time that wanted to feed him like no longer milk and cookies and shots of tequila. So, I mean, like, that's how far back we can go if you really want
Tony,
to.
Yeah. Well, I love you, Muser.
Muse. But again, like, I mean, that's not a shot at either one of them. It's just that, like,
no, they're different personalities.
It's like in a restaurant working with different general managers. Like, I've worked with general managers that are like the cliche, like, deadheads, like in their mid 40s to 50s that are just like, you know, sarcastically mean. Like, yeah. Oh, yeah, I don't know your name because you're not wearing your name tag. You're like, oh, okay.
Oh, you, no.
Whereas, like, there's other guys. Like,
that guy deserves a pop in the nose.
Where there's other guys, but I don't know. And then there's other guys who are just like, why don't you leave today so you don't have a proper uniform on and come back when you care? And you're like, dude, I left my name tag at home. It's not that deep. Let me just go get one. I'll pay you $2, whatever it is. Like, it's not that big of a deal. Like, we're at a name tag, man.
Yeah.
You got Sheila over here who's been late every day for a week and you ain't yelling at her.
Right.
Whereas like Ned and Q are just like two different, you know, managers. They just have, I don't know, they just.
Oh,
they,
no, they're completely different personalities.
They vibe on different levels is what I'm getting at.
Yeah, they do. But it's always good to have somebody different around as well to give you a different perspective. I think that's important. Like, sometimes leaders surround themselves with yes men and yes women and yes people that just whatever they say, they're going to lap up and agree with.
Yeah.
To be an effective leader, you need to surround yourself with people who will push back because it makes you grow as a leader and see a different perspective. And I think having a 70-year-old perspective and being in an organization where there's a lot of young people in their perspective, I think you can mesh those two. So I think it'll be fun.
And I think this team has a legitimate shot to get to a deep run in the playoffs. I mean, they went to the ALDS last year, played the Yankees, lost in, what, four games? And they have the 16th highest payroll in baseball, which is middle of the pack this year.
Which is crazy to think about, right?
They bring back their superstar. They bring back their veteran and their face of their franchise in Salvador Perez. Believe it or not, he's still the face of this franchise. I know Bobby Witt Jr. is there, and you could argue that, but it's Sal. Come on, man.
Yeah.
And then you have Vinny Pasquantino coming back. You've revamped your bullpen to kind of give you a little bit more, I guess, security on your starting pitching that may not be historic like it was. That's not historic, but like fantastic like it was last year. But you're also bringing Cole Reagans back. You're bringing Lugo back. You're bringing Waka back. You're bringing back a lot of familiarity, which is kind of what they did in 15 on the back of 14, and they went to back-to-back World Series. I think that also ties in where Ned's there as well.
Yeah, I think it can be good for the young players to get the old man perspective as well. It can be good for some of the older guys to say, hey, man, I remember when you were managing, I can lean on you a little bit. And
hell,
you
know, Salvi can be like, I remember yesterday when you were
like,
my coach.
That'll be fun to have those two back together, too. Yeah. I can't wait for the social media videos that the Royals put out from spring training with Salvi and Ned. And gosh, bring Lorenzo Cain back, too. Let's bring the whole band back together.
Be a defensive coach.
There's nothing wrong with surrounding your organization with people that have won, right? That's why George Brett was around and still is around for so long.
And
greatest player,
and
he's a
winner,
and still care about the organization as well, right? Yeah, and Lorenzo Cain and those guys. I mean, it's 10 years removed, but they're not far removed from baseball. These guys can still relate to guys like that, so that would be kind of cool. But I saw the payroll yesterday. 16th in baseball is an unbelievable kind of location for the Royals, because if I would have said, where do you think the Royals are in payroll? What would you have honestly have answered that question?
I'd say like anywhere between 20 and 18.
20 and 18.
Because all the money they spent last year. They were like one of the most. I think they spent the most money out of anybody in free agency last year. So, I mean, that moved them up significantly. But like, if you'd asked that question 2 years ago, it'd be like 28th, 29th.
Right.
Somewhere around there.
Down at the bottom. And I think it really does show the commitment of John Sherman. Like, people who have said over the, you know, the couple of years that he's owned this ball club, he doesn't care about. No, they only 15 teams in baseball have a higher payroll than the Royals right now. And they're they're the second smallest market, I think, behind Milwaukee.
What's the quote you probably heard giving out stadium information all the time? Give me a product and I'll think about the stadium.
Right.
Here's your product.
Here's the product. And they've done a great job, you know, with that. I can't wait to see. And I heard some stuff about the Sprint campus this yesterday, more and more about this new stadium and potential, you know, you know, what they're going to have at that stadium. Like, it's not just 119th and all. Apparently, it's the entire Sprint campus now they're talking about. So, like, there's a lot of good things moving in the right direction for this Royals. And they're spending now in an antiquated stadium that doesn't generate the money like the Battery in Atlanta and places like that. When they move into a facility that will start generating money, they're already 16th in payroll right now and willing to spend in an antiquated ballpark that doesn't generate dollars and you can't make money 365. When they have the new ballpark and a new ballpark district and they're making money 365 days of the year, you got to be excited as a Royals fan to see the direction of this club right now.
No doubt about it. Segment every hour coming up, a poll question we'll bring up every hour. Moving forward on radio, what do you want? More Royals talk or more Chiefs talk? You're in a really weird space here, right? You're in that I feel out of it type of place because football season's over. Baseball season's right around the corner. We're the flagship for the Royals and the Chiefs. We can give you both. What do you want more of?
I think it all depends for me. Like, this is a great time for the NFL because this is rumor season, right? I love that. But it's also such a great time for baseball because it's spring training. And spring training may be my favorite thing to do in the world. And baseball and Arizona and Florida and sun and all that kind of stuff. I love, 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 love the beginning of baseball season. So I don't have an answer for your question, Dusty, because I think you could vote for both and not be wrong.
Somebody says from the 913, 69 years old and Valentine's Day, Ned is on the come.
Mm-hmm.
Stay true. You know what? If you're not at work of the weather, just stay home.
You get a snow
Tell your boss you nailed the text line today at 96.5 The Fan.